Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. And this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 1, verses 45 and 46. Philip went to look for Nathanael and told him, "We've found the very person Moses and the prophets wrote about. His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." "Nazareth?" exclaimed Nathanael. "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Wherever you live, there's probably a town not far away with a dodgy reputation. For whatever reason, the place is held in suspicion, and you can't imagine that anything good would ever come out of it. Nathanael came from Cana, which is not far away from Nazareth, and it appears that a typical town rivalry made Nathanael respond in that way. Philip wasn't put off by Nathanael's dismissive response to Jesus. He invited Nathanael to see Jesus for himself. That changed everything. Jesus saw Nathanael and made the amazing statement, "Now here is a genuine son of Israel, a man of complete integrity." Within moments, Nathanael had declared that Jesus was the Son of God, the King of Israel. None of that would have happened unless Philip had persisted. He could easily have felt a bit hurt by Nathanael's cynical response and decided not to push it, but he didn't. He gave Nathanael the opportunity to meet Jesus for himself. When we speak about Jesus, we'll often face a dismissive response. I've found that many people dismiss Christianity because of what they've seen of the church. They'll be quick to point out any whiff of hypocrisy that they've picked up, or to tell the story of a rude church minister. We should always listen to those accusations with grace and patience. Their stories may well be entirely correct. We Christians are not perfect and are capable of hypocrisy, rudeness, and much else besides. Our role is never to point to Christians or the church, but to encourage them to meet Jesus, knowing that he alone can give them life. So let me ask you a question. How do you respond when people are cynical about Christianity? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that we can always point people to Jesus with confidence, knowing that he will never let them down. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.